radio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Michael Shane.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Well, isn't that just a cat's ass?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
I know. It's difficult to hear with your head up your ass.
With your hosts, Vin Stein.
Alright, all those who are getting some hands up.
The Omega.
It's funny when friends get hurt.
Heartbreak Mike.
Michael, you're so bad.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Every day, I am here with my heart on my sleeve.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
For those of us who aren't, you enjoy this moment.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, it plays records and 8-tracks? This thing's like right out of the future.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked.
Hi, this is April Hunter.
Hi, this is Christy Annie. This is the one, the only Knockout Tracy Brooks, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night.
I'm starting to notice something about you.
You're still here.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, it is time for the WTR Fantasy Draft. Boop, boop. I guarantee it's going to be as much of a clusterfuck as it always is, which means it's one of my favorite nights.
All right.
And it might be very interesting, depending on how fast a computer boots up. But anyway.
We got like 3 minutes. Let's go.
My name is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, it's a full boat with, we have from The Rack, Lindsay Ward.
I'm here. Hi. It's draft night. Team Fluffy's ready to go.
Of course it is. I would expect no less.
They're twitching.
We are also joined by our resident intern, Kane Kittens.
Thanks for choosing the University of... Oh, sorry, I thought I was still at work. What's up, guys?
Aren't you always at work?
Yes.
Are you sure you're still not there and you're just doing the draft from the Merc?
No, I just ran in the damn door 2 minutes ago. You know that.
Because you were almost on a draft of two.
Fuck that shit.
As you can tell, our producer, Sir Rockin, also joining us for the game this evening.
Duh.
Of course. So it's your child.
Well, it's sort of... Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Introduce him.
And the one who has to actually... Well, we're holding off for Heartbreak... We're not holding off for him. Screw it. We're just seeing if Heartbreak Mike makes it on time. But that just leaves me to introduce the one and only Tim Stein.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, God. He started with his voice before and then it really got loud.
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Hi, Eeyore.
Oh, my goodness.
You actually got that. I'm impressed.
Did you lose your tail again?
I'm just totally impressed. Oh, bother. My head is stuck in a honey pot.
I am a...
Oh, wait. No, wait a minute. I take that back. Somebody might be listening.
Awkward.
Anyway.
Just the tiniest little bit, yeah, and there's the text message. Oops. Okay, never mind. My computer just decided to go black on me, so I can't see what you guys are typing in the chat room.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, wait, no. My eyes are closed. Sorry.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, the original and the real one.
Everybody else is a player. and they're fake. Did I pronounce that right, player, or should I said should I have said playa?
They're duplicates of this show?
Well, there are fakes out there that that say that they're WT, but we are the only WT. R.
By the way, Eeyore went into the second round last night on the CB Radio Greater and Great Debate. It got eliminated by Jerry.
What?
Eeyore got eliminated by Jerry in the cartoon character debate last night.
Oh, you had the greater than great cartoons last night.
Yeah, I'm so happy that I was occupied on Saturday because I would have tuned in and probably been really pissed off.
Do you mean Jerry of Tom and Jerry?
Yes, Jerry of Tom and Jerry. Yes.
Okay, what was the name of that video game?
What video game? Oh, the one that Omega hates.
It's trying to needle me again.
So, when they come out with this mini N64, we're getting Omega Road Rash. So
fuck off. There's not a fucking shot in hell that's actually going to be on that mini N64.
Watch it actually show up now as the best of the worst.
It doesn't exist yet, but when they make it...
It's inevitable. Like, those things they can't sell enough of.
Except when they, make them and then discontinue them because everyone wants it. That's stupid.
They're still going for like $300 on eBay and Amazon, and Nintendo's going, no, we don't want any of that anymore.
There's no interest in this product. None.
What we need to do is find E.T. the extraterrestrial for Atari.
See, no.
That's out in Arizona in a dumpster somewhere.
Yeah, they dug all those up.
So, Brent, when you go find it for us?
Don't require me to take a day off.
No, but Nintendo did this, does this, and they know how to do this. They'll put it on the shelf, they'll do the Super Nintendo next, and then, like, a year from now, they'll go, okay, we're making more NESs. There'll be five extra games.
It'll be a limited edition. Here you go. Yay.
I'm not buying it until they put Duck Hunt on it.
It'd have to come with a gun.
Exactly.
Oh, everybody in the city of Calgary. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you just said Duck Hunt, and that is just, with what happened with the NHL hockey playoffs in the first round, Duck Hunt would be the number one selling game in the city of Calgary right now.
Cause you all
got... Are y'all just slightly bitter about that?
They're very bitter. Very.
Never, ever have I seen any professional sports team of any league ever be so goddamn unlucky.
Except the Blackhawks?
Including
the Blackhawks. Man. Tell me about it.
Including the Blackhawks. I mean, goodness. That was not a four-game series, the way both teams played. And I'm telling you, the Anaheim Ducks had horseshoes up their ass. Brent, you follow hockey.
So what now?
I said you follow hockey.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about with the Anaheim Ducks.
So how about your Toronto Maple Leafs?
They're not
fuck
mine.
You.
Not you, his.
Fuck you, hardcore. They made it the furthest out of all the other teams.
How's it the furthest? They went one more game.
Because they took it to six games, asshole.
Is Nashville still in it?
They're still a year behind where they need to be, but or they're a year ahead of where they need to be. So they're doing all right. Next year, they'll kick shit out of some other teams.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
So the reason everyone is gathered here tonight is for WTR Fantasy. And we've stalled long enough, and he's now finally ready to be a part of the program. Maybe. Heartbreak Mike, are you there?
Yeah, unmute, Mike.
Auto draft.
Dad, we're not doing an auto draft.
God damn it!
No. This is what happens when people don't know how to take a concerto, and they actually bleed, and then you fuck up my canvas.
Don't fuck up my canvas, cause it's canvas.
And it's not even the good, like, smooth canvas, it's like the clothy type canvas.
If you get some hydrogen peroxide and you use an iron, it'll take the blood right out.
And makes it much worse because I tried that.
Well, what to do, take the canvas, throw it in a washing machine that's big enough to fit it, and dump in 2 liters of Coca-Cola with the laundry detergent, and it will get the blood out.
I will let my person that does that know that, but in the meantime, he just gave us a new one for free.
Awesome.
So I'm not complaining at all.
And then make the guy who bled pay for it.
Oh, he's paying for it. No way fans about it.
Yeah, pretend you're the WWE and fine him for bleeding.
Oh, absolutely. Like, wait, how come I'm not doing this? Well, see, we have something called an inconvenience fee. Yeah. All right, let's do this fucking draft.
So we're here. We're all gathered here today for the WTR Fantasy Draft season number 4. Earlier today, we randomly drew the order for tonight's draft.
Bullshit! Earlier today, you stacked the deck against everybody else except yourself.
Wait, it was fully random, you asshole.
We were live this whole time. Oh my god. Sweet.
Yes, the show starts at 10. We waited until 10:10.
Oh, well, bless your asthmatic heart and kidneys. All right,
Wait a second, Rock, you're asthmatic? And in a wheelchair? You're breaking down.
Who fucking knew? Anyway, so we're gathered here today for the draft. Again, earlier today on YouTube, youtube.com/RackRadioShow, we did the live drawing of the order. We randomized it 5 times.
Lies.
Bullshit. Guy comes in first, gets first pick. Jeez.
I will keep AJ Styles, thank you.
Again, youtube.com/RackRadioShow. It's there. There's proof. The intern was watching. He knows for sure it's a thing. Anyway.
How do I know you two aren't cavorting?
Go to youtube.com/RackRadioShow.
You think I get along with that asshole?
You can broadcast the pre-recorded video.
Okay, public service announcement directed towards the intern. Intern, it's good if you work to live. It's bad if you live to work.
What does that have to do with anything?
Absolutely nothing. That's the Tim Stein non sequitur of segment 1.
She said, what the fuck?
I thought you were used to that by now.
I don't ever come on this show.
Giggity.
God, why do I keep coming back?
I have a headache. So let's move on. So the order goes as follows. My team is first. The intern is second. Lindsay is third. Team Mike, for the second season in a row, is number 4. Omega is 5.
Fuck?
And Tim is number 6. The first round, like last time, you have to keep a member of your team from the previous season. I'm keeping Charlotte as my first one. Intern, who are you keeping?
Nakamura.
Bitch.
Lindsay, who are you keeping?
She's keeping Boo Boo.
I'm keeping Boo Boo.
As Mike has already proclaimed, he is keeping AJ Styles. Omega, who are you keeping?
God, they've served me so well, but I think it's time to say goodbye. How can I not keep Roman Reigns right now?
Okay.
And Tim, who are you keeping?
Everybody.
Oh, fuck a duck.
Okay. You cannot. Okay.
So he's keeping an imaginary wrestler named Everybody.
Okay, he's keeping Noam Dar, so we're good. So
I am not keeping Noam Dar. Shut up. I'm looking at my list, and I'm trying to figure something out here because I don't want to do that, and I want to keep them, and I don't want to keep them, and I want to keep them. I'm definitely not keeping them.
Auto draft.
You got 10 seconds. Who are you keeping?
Asuka.
Okay, there we go. Now, we get to make 9 picks now. From the rest of the roster, and then we're doing again in snake order, so I go first. With my first selection, I'm taking the Hardy Boys.
You bitch.
Correct.
You know what? That's cool. That's actually cool.
Intern, who you got?
U.S. champion and future Money in the Bank winner, Kevin Owens.
You slut.
Lindsay, who you got?
Aleister Black.
Fuck me.
Mike, you're up.
Bobby fucking Roode.
Fuck you! I felt obligated.
Omega, who you taking?
Seth Rollins.
Oh, Jesus Christ, he's taking the fucking shield again.
You slut.
Tim, who you got?
Oh, it's my... I actually get a pick now?
You get the pick now.
You realize I'm going to make this really long and fuck your auto-draft bullshit because that won't happen.
You got 60 seconds. Go.
I got as long as I want to take because it's going to take that long. I'm thinking. God damn it.
You got 55 seconds.
I got longer.
Just drop from the call.
I'm taking Finn Balor.
Oh.
Tim, who are you taking?
I'm taking Finn Balor.
No, you got another pick.
Snake draft.
Fuck a duck.
Oh, you mean I get 2 picks in a row?
Yes, Tim, you're well aware of how this goes. Who you got?
I just like to go, Tim, who are you picking? I'm picking Finn Balor. No, Tim, who are you picking? Finn Balor. No! Who are you? What? What? I don't know.
Who are you taking, Tim?
Taking that guy.
Again, he's taking Noam Dar, so next. Omega.
No, smarten up. Shut up. Don't rush me. Don't push me. I've been working all day. I'm not in the mood for your bullshit. Now, smarten up. Can I have American Alpha for 200, Alex?
You can take American Alpha. Omega, Dean Ambrose?
Tempting, but Bailey.
No, you can't take Bailey.
He just did, Mike.
No shit, Dick Tracy.
Drew McIntyre.
Lindsay, who you got?
The day, Watami.
Oh, we're going to have to cut promos against each other.
Intern, who you got?
Entirely in Stroman. Japanese.
Oh, fuck.
Who do you take?
Stroman.
That's a good pick.
I was actually thinking about that, but he's got a couple of losses coming up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going back with Randy Orton. And Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Correct.
Intern, who you got?
DIY. Mm.
Lindsay.
American Alpha.
Already taken.
Tim Tuckum.
Did not hear that. I'm sorry. Let's see. New Day.
Have fun.
She's got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, who you got?
The Revival.
Plenty of time.
Again, we'll go plenty of time. Omega.
You leave me that option again.
Mm-hmm.
God, that is... I'll be honest, that is actually tempting.
You gonna do that shield again?
Jesus, it didn't do me too bad before, did it?
No. Shit, no it didn't.
You know what? Fuck it. Give me Dean. I'll keep the shield.
Tim.
I want to take Shinsuke Nakamura.
You can't.
Already taken.
I know. I'm just saying I wanna.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to take Shawn Michaels, but it won't give me any points.
Oh, I don't know about that. He might make a couple of appearances between now and SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you want to do that? Go ahead. I don't know. Kevin Owens.
Taken.
Who took Kevin Owens?
I did.
I hate you too.
Goddamn list.
Who took Shinsuke?
He did.
I did. It was my keeper.
You're not allowed to have both. Who tell made us, up these goddamn rules?
Tell us how you really feel. Jesus H. God.
Am I yelling?
Yes.
A bit. Just,
am I yelling too loudly? I can yell quieter. Is this better?
No, you're good. You're good.
Tim. Stop doing that!
Tim. Oh, ow, Tim, ow. Who are your picks?
I even moved the mic away when I did it.
Tim, who are your picks?
I want to take Braun Strowman.
Tim.
Oh my god, dude.
Okay. All right. To settle this now, Tim's now taking DIY. So Tim, who are you taking actually now?
What's DIY? I have no idea what that is because that's just not something I want, but I kind of want that.
Because you've taken the interns.
Let me talk! I kind of want to take Sasha Banks.
Okay, there you go. Who are you taking next after that?
Oh, I got another one?
Yes, Tim. This is how this works. Every time you
pick. I swear to God, I'm going to invent strangulation over the internet.
Cactus.
Becky goddamn Lynch.
Omega.
Okay, I got a rule clarification for this. Give me Sanity.
It worked for Mike last time.
Oh, you mother bitch.
I can't have the New Day, so I'll take 4-1. Thank you.
Mike, who you taking?
Charlotte.
I kept Charlotte.
You took Charlotte?
Yeah, I got Charlotte.
What the fuck? That was the first pick. Thanks for, again, everyone, thanks for keeping up and on track on what's going on in the fantasy draft.
One.
I have a list I'm keeping track with. Thank you.
You know what?
Same here.
Authors of Pain.
All right, Lindsay.
Alexa Bliss. Son of a...
Okay.
Ember Moon.
Bitch!
Well, you could have just... You can't say when you could have taken it.
Actually, you know what? That's fine. No, I... Okay.
Who's out there that we can take?
Take that girl right there.
I think Baron Corbin would be...
Actually, Baron would be really good.
Baron would be good. You really would be, possibly.
Eh.
There's Jinder out there.
Which surprises me.
Oh my god, yeah.
There is Jinder out there.
It's weird that he is far more a credible pick than, like, Dolph Ziggler right now.
You mean relevant?
That's another good word for it. We're gonna take The Miz.
No, okay. You can't.
And Baron Corbin.
Okay.
But he'd bring you more points than he did me.
Mm-hmm.
This fucker didn't show up for a month after, or the month of WrestleMania.
He did, he was there.
Once.
Twice.
Three times, lady.
Get out my head.
Intern,
you're up.
You know what? Fuck it. Lesnar.
Good one. Lindsay.
Let's see. I have NXT people, I have a lady, I have a tag team. You know what? I have to keep my boys together. Luke Harper.
That was the one I was hovered over to delete.
Fatal. Anyway. Mike.
Not like most girls, Nia Jax.
Omega.
Where did... Take it off. God, this list is huge, and I already feel like it's thinning out.
Very much so.
Because there's a lot of crap on the WWE roster.
Yeah.
And a lot of people not around right now.
Yeah, you got that right.
DIY are gone, right?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Give me Naomi.
I'm trying to update my list.
Naomi.
Oh, supposed to update our list as we go?
Jesus H. Christ.
Tim, who are your two picks?
Austin Aries.
Son of a bitch.
That was next to my head.
Oh, I can't believe he did that.
And I want Shinsuke.
Shinsuke's taken.
Jesus Christ.
No, I still want Shinsuke.
Sasha Banks, it doesn't next mean time, have him.
Next time we should do like where we could like do trades with each other.
No.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking, and it hurts because I have a headache, but it happens. I'm taking Mickie James.
Omega.
Trying to decide between two that are... Nope. I know. Give me the perfect 10.
What?
Ty Dillinger.
Ty Dillinger.
That's a good pick. Very good pick. Mike.
Candice LeRae.
Candy S. LeRae.
I'll give you that one. Technically not on the roster.
Yeah, but I'm literally looking at the list like, what? Who? What?
But if you want to risk it and she only appears the one time, then by all means.
Nah, fuck that.
That's why we hit the
thing. By the way.
What was that?
Who took Randy Orton?
I did.
Yeah, he did.
You're still gay.
Neville.
He's gonna lose to Austin. Okay, take him.
Lindsay.
Sheamus.
Intern.
Yeah, why are they still separate?
I'm going to take someone who, when they debut, is probably going to get a decent Lana.
Shit.
Please Emelina the shit out of that. Please.
We're going to take Heavy Machinery.
No.
Good job.
Take Heavy Machinery with one pick. Really isn't that a whole lot to choose from.
No, there isn't.
When you boil it down.
How?
Here, when you boil it, there's so many people. There's cruiserweights. There's all these people.
NXT is like the pop. NXT and 205 Live are like the popping ones that are guaranteed to be on the card.
Yeah, and
which is sad.
Yes and no. That's the kind of we'll go Sonya Deville.
Wow.
Who?
Wow. Oh, Daria.
Daria, the former Daria Baronato.
Oh, okay.
Good choice.
Intern.
I'll go with the guy who just got an attitude change, T.J. Perkins.
Nice.
Lindsay. You might as well team them up if you really want them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why are they separate? That's my question.
Well, I don't know, because I haven't come up with a tag team name, but fuck it. Go with it.
Cesaro.
They come out in matching skirts now.
Cesaro? Yeah.
So do we want to retroactively give her Sheamus and Cesaro?
Yeah, for headbangers.
They're mostly a tag team.
All right,
yeah,
so... Retroactively.
So does that count as a pick?
No, retroactively, you get Cesaro along with Sheamus. So now you make a pick.
John Cena.
We'll be back for SummerSlam. Smart pick. Mike.
Sami Zayn.
Oh my God.
May he give you as little points as he did me.
Let's roll the dice on someone that I don't even know why they're pushing him, but they're pushing him. So let's go Mojo.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good shit.
Tim, your picks are?
Chris Hero.
Cassius Ohno? Okay.
Yes. The answer, yes, I do know him. I should pick somebody else I know.
You should.
Do it, Tim. Do it.
What?
Do it, Tim.
Do it.
Do you guys even know who I'm alluding to?
No.
No. We all know who we want you to pick, so do it.
Who do you want me to pick?
No. Make your pick.
Just do it, Tim.
Just do it.
I'm afraid to find out that you guys are going to, like, whatever, but I don't know. Now I'm not going to pick who I was going to pick. Just because you did that. Hey, who picked Gallows and Anderson?
Nobody.
Nobody.
You just
then
did.
I will.
There you go.
Gallows and Anderson.
Omega.
Akira Tozawa.
Mike.
Son of a whore. I would... Fuck.
So all I've got so far is son of a whore I would fuck.
So he's going with Golden Truth. Yeah.
Jinder Mahal.
Wow.
That was who you
were. No, I'm just kidding. Dana Brooke.
Okay, Dana Brooke. Okay. Cause, yes, Tim, that is who
my
we want you to pick.
My ass fuckered from that one.
Lindsay.
Might as well take the other one, Eric Rowan.
Come on home. Come on home.
Bring the family back together, even if they're not talking to each other.
Intern?
Roderick Strong.
Oh, poor. Nice.
For my final two picks.
Oh, shut up.
This is really tough.
We are in the official dreg.
Are we in the official dregs now?
Yeah, we're muckraking.
Why don't you pick Paige?
Because Twitter shares don't count.
It's the only way you'll ever get points from her.
at least videos on Twitter show me someone scored with her.
But I'm
we're gonna. Oh God. There's really like.
It's. Come on, you got 30 seconds left. Hurry up! Come on, pick. Who's your pick? You got 20 seconds left. Pick. Come on, hurry up. 15 seconds. Hurry, pick somebody.
Emma.
It's a veritable who's that?
I'm gonna take Emma and.
Oh, may that work out better for you.
I know, right? Rich Swann.
You sound so defeated. So defeated.
All right, intern, who's your final pick?
Fuck, why am I on the clock now?
Who took Alexa?
I did.
Okay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Whose turn is it now?
I am so SmackDown heavy right now.
Intern.
Okay. Why did I think of this before? Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to see who's still left.
There's a lot.
No, yes, who would you left? Fuck it. I'll keep going SmackDown, apparently. I'll take the tag champs, Usos. Good defense points or something.
All right, Lindsay, your final pick?
Alicia Fox.
She is guaranteed at least 1 point some weeks. Mike?
Ruby fucking Riot.
Let's start a riot. A riot.
Omega, your final pick is who?
Enzo and Cass.
No, you can't do that.
I think you just did.
I think Tim's a hater.
Cup of haters.
And Tim, your final pick is?
I got a couple taters. Cup of taters. Hey, who took Hideo Itami?
I did.
A long time ago.
Why?
Because I like him.
Okay, that's a good enough reason for me.
Come on, Tim. You know you want to take him. Take him.
Take who?
Your best friend in the world.
Oh, shit.
Oh! The fuck was that?
I don't know. That was my phone.
And a loud chair.
You really want me to be saddled with Jinder Mahal, don't you?
He's the number one contender for the WWE Championship.
Which means I'm going to lose points for the next 6 weeks.
Hey, he could win the WWE Championship.
Jinder fucking Mahal.
There you go. Good job, Tim.
I didn't pick him.
Come on. Pickle. You want Murphy? He give you Murphy.
Actually, I have another stupid question. Why aren't Billy Kay and Peyton Royce together?
There's no women's tag division.
Yeah.
They're technically a team.
Yeah, and so was Lay Cool, but they still didn't have a tag division.
It doesn't matter now. Tim, who are you taking?
They killed Kenny, so I'm going to pick... Hey, nobody picked Roman Reigns?
That was my keeper.
You kept Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't happy about it, but...
Take Kalisto, Tim.
Never going to lose again.
Yeah. Take Kalisto, Tim.
Sheamus and Cesaro are still a tag team.
They've already been taken.
Give them Carmella.
They're just not under the tag team roster, but they should be.
We've already...
Carmella did Team Shame pretty good. Don't give him the idea.
Take Kalisto. He's going to fly off the stage in a dumpster tomorrow. Come on.
Dumpster fire. Are you kidding? I'll watch it, but I'm not picking him. I'm not gonna do it.
Cause we all know Roman's gonna appear out of the dumpster, then push Braun Strowman off the stage tomorrow in the dumpster. We all know it's happening.
But first he's gonna use Kalisto as a thigh master.
I know, it's gonna be awesome. Tune in tomorrow night for Monday Night Raw, people.
And then tune in to Twitter and Facebook immediately following Raw to read everybody bitching about what they just watched, and then have them tune in the next week. For another edition of Monday Night Raw.
No, you tune into the Raw post show and you listen to us talk about it.
There you go.
Well, that too, but that was like a given.
Tim,
you can read Twitter while you listen to you guys.
You listen to him stall.
Welcome to season 5 of WTR Fantasy.
Tim, your final pick is?
I don't fucking know.
Jinder Mahal.
Bo Dallas.
All right, you know what? Fuck you. I'll take Jinder Mahal. Just shut you the fuck up.
I mean, you took Noam Dar last time. Jinder.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Jinder could be better.
Do you guys realize how much egg we'll have on our face if he wins that title?
I told you.
Come on, Raj. He ain't
holding it for long.
Come on, Raj. Do your friend a solid back in Calgary, bro.
So, there you go. That is the WTR Fantasy Season 4 draft.
No, I want to pick another one.
You are out of picks now, Tim.
Well, then I want to use my executive powers to tell you you're an idiot.
Team Shame, have fun picking your team.
No, Team Shame is... No, they just decided not to participate in this season.
No, Team Shame is not a part of this season.
the thing is, Dolph Ziggler?
I can really only play that surprise once.
So, for the next pay-per-view, when is that? 2 weeks?
Next Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday. Like, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after? Like, next week?
Next week, that's why. In segment 3, we're doing picks.
There you go. You see, I was alluding to something here. WTR Pick'em happens tonight, Kang. And we've got a prize for you. The winner gets to join us for the next draft session, season 5.
No.
Damn, I tried.
But before we take a break... Omega.
We can't let this go without a twist.
Oh, fuck, you guys aren't going to do this, are you?
And so, welcome to WTR Fantasy Draft Sabotage Edition. Everyone in the draft will get to pick someone else for someone else's team. You get to pick someone to fuck over someone else's team with.
Hey, wait a minute. No, I wasn't included in the conference on this one.
I already closed the list.
Here's
Who's left? Can you like just drop who's left in the chat?
Hold on. There's a rule to explain. Okay? No one, we're not set, you don't make the pick on air. Because then the person would know who you're being sabotaged by.
Oh, so you get to be a dick.
You dick somebody over to their face.
You get to tell the person you're dicking over, but you don't tell them who the person is.
Yeah, you don't reveal who you picked for their roster.
And no one, including myself, will know who you're picking. Cause we haven't, we, huh?
How do we do this?
Here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna email Lone Jobber the pick of who you're taking. He's going to be
sober?
He's always sober. So, he's going to, you know, make the list. I'm gonna know the people, but I won't know who has who.
So, what's his email address?
I'll let everyone know when we go to break. But, we're going in order of how the draft order is. So I get to pick first who I wanna sabotage. And then you go on from there. Now,
so how do we know who's taken?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
It doesn't matter who's taken.
A multiple niggas, alright.
So you mean I could actually find out, like, okay, this guy on my team, he's gonna suck ass, so you can have him too?
No. Pick someone who no one wanted.
Pick someone who no one wanted, and you know, someone else may do the same thing. So you may think you're sabotaging someone with that person, but they could be doing it right back to you.
This is confusing as all shit.
That's just
this makes no sense.
Just pick.
That's the point.
Pick who you think is gonna fuck someone over,
and pick who you want to fuck over. That's all you have to do.
Right. All you have to do right now today is pick who you want to fuck over.
Okay. Everybody is picking Rock. Everybody has already in the back of the brain said I'm gonna fuck over Rock.
No, fuck you all. You're all getting Bo Dallas.
I've got someone in mind. Oh, this is gonna be fun.
So, the person I am going to sabotage is Omega.
I told you you were scared of me. You were scared of the plan.
Now, intern, who will you sabotage?
And I can't take Omega.
Nope.
Tim?
Fuck you, intern.
You're up.
Douchebag.
Oh, and I've got a brilliant person for you.
You are a bag of douche.
I have just typed it in.
Lindsay, who will you sabotage?
Oh, I'm going to sabotage you.
Figured as much.
Nobody called dibs on him. I'm going to take
it. I did.
Omega? I mean, Mike, who are you sabotaging?
I mean, sorry, intern.
Bring it.
Omega?
I want to fuck Lindsay.
And clip. And Omega, consider yourself lectured.
He didn't mean it like that.
Which means Tim gets the fuck mic. So.
Yes, wait, if sick?
Okay, so you're not gay if you're the top.
So there you go. That is WTR Fantasy Sabotage.
Surrounded by ass.
Oh, I got a good one. All right.
Quit having an orgasm on the air, Mike. My God.
Tim, have fun.
So, we'll get all the details out there for everyone to do. While the pick's out there.
You're dead meat.
But we're going to break. Tim, send us out.
Yeah, everybody, we gotta go and I don't know, get a whole bunch of booze and get drunk after this. This is retarded. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Real Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and I just want to say, I just paid attention to what I said, and I used a word that might offend a few people, and if you're offended, smarten up. It's a word. Don't let it hold power over you. We'll be back right after this.
And hiding all of yours.
Tuesday night, step inside the virtual realm with WTR Sims.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Watch as your favorite WTR personalities battle it out to find out which one truly is the best.
To be the man! You gotta beat the man!
Watch it live Tuesday nights 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow or on demand at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Tuesday nights will never be the same again with WTR Sims.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Cross. I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Cross.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwendyken. Nieuwendyk.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendyk.
Yes,
Nieuwendyk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt, not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park gets Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell is
this? Shoot,
at the end?
Somebody hang this thing. Clinch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till I get to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a T. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hull versus Ray Bourque.
Bjork? That's fucking Finkel.
How's that Bjork? Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel Bure.
Oh, God.
Wait. Pavel Bure. What? How did I respond?
Bure.
Bure.
Okay.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, Sakic. So I'm going to go with Joe.
I will move Joe Sakic on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to five times NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Arnett Pierce, and this is the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network simulcast. Of course, on the TuneIn app, absolutely 100% free on your mobile device. Download it, search Wild Talk Radio Network, listen to us say stupid shit while you're on the go.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, segment one over and done. Good luck to everybody. Rock, you deck stacker.
What did I do?
You know damn well what you did, and Omega's giggling, and he knows what I'm talking about.
What did I do?
Ask Omega.
Omega, what did I do?
I don't know what he did. Like, firstly, like, the plan came together. Dude. I'm perfectly happy with my team, despite getting put at the bottom of the list.
I was at the bottom of the list.
And hey, sabotage was my ideas, and I'm happy with how that turned out.
Yeah,
so
don't throw all the blame on me. This was not my idea.
All the blame's on you. Absolutely, no matter what. Unless, of course, I win everything.
This was Omega's idea.
I helped, thought it'd be fun.
It was fun, and I helped him mold it. But yeah, this was Omega's idea.
Moldy. Absolutely moldy. You're right.
Welcome back, everybody, to we're going to actually talk some wrestling now.
Yeah! Oh, my God. You guys are making fun of it in segment one, but Jinder Mahal is the new number one contender on SmackDown.
What the fuck?
He beat such great people as Eric Rowan, Luke Harper, Mojo Rawley, Dolph Ziggler, who said before he got into the match, "I don't know why I'm in it." And Sami Zayn.
Why would he
it's
say
really
he
bad
didn't
to know? Have a list of B-list jobbers and say, and Dolph Ziggler going, "I don't know why I'm in it," as if he's the lucky one.
Because it's a bunch of B-list jobbers. That's why you're in it.
Plus Sami Zayn. Like Sami Zayn's the one that shouldn't have been there. Ironically, he's the one who is probably the most deserving, or at least would put on the best match with Randy, and
the least undeserving.
I guess that's the proper terminology for it.
And he was the one who was pinned.
Of course he was.
Naturally.
Yeah. Can you tell SmackDown's really kind of struggling after the shakeup?
India. We're going full on board in India.
Delta.
With a Canadian.
No, the programming is ramping up in India. That's the reason why.
But it's not ramping up in 4 weeks. It's going to be a long time before they really hit their stride in India. But, hey, India.
Let's get a start. Let's get a head start. Makes you wonder, okay, what's their long-range plan with Jinder Mahal?
The Canadian.
Not just Canadian, Calgarian.
Plan. I don't think there is a long-term plan. I think it's just this is what we have right now as far as heels go. And hey, we can put him with the Bollywood boys and maybe give him some reason why he's got this title shot, even though he probably doesn't deserve it.
He's no longer hindered.
Hindered Mahal?
An unhindered Jinder.
Ginger Mahal?
Thank you. Don't call him, no, he's not Ginger.
Redhead.
That's Sheamus.
But that's what Eva said, called him Ginger. Anyway. Ginger Mahal.
Sometimes you try just a little too hard.
No! Eva Marie called him Jinder Mahal on an old episode of Total Divas.
Well, it was Eva Marie. Who cares?
I'm just pointing it out.
Where was she in my draft list?
Gone.
Thank God.
Looking for something red to wear.
She's black now.
Okay.
Take it anyway.
I'm sorry. Island Wave, boys.
Island Wave. So how come Eva Marie didn't get picked? Because she's black. Hey, that's just wrong on so many levels. Wow.
Black hair, everyone. Black hair. She's supposedly all natural now.
Thanks for clarifying.
Anyway. Jinder have any shot at winning the title in 6 weeks of Backlash?
That's the uncomfortable portion of this show.
You're welcome.
Yeah, now, are you talking realistically or WWE booking? Realistically, no. But this is WWE booking. Of course he's got a realistic shot. Not, you know, clean. I don't think he wins the title cleanly.
But now you're banking on him to win it, so.
Yeah, I have no choice. You forced my hand.
So
the irony is that if Jinder wins, it's because Randy Orton again couldn't beat a trio, and he's gonna have to infiltrate this one too and break the Bollywood boys up.
Oh, Randy, please don't do that.
Bad accent, fake turban.
Randy, don't.
You know, the scary thing is, you know. WWE would not immediately shoot it down.
Someone's probably already pitched it.
And somebody else is probably saying, this is something we should think about.
It really isn't, Vince. It really isn't. This seems like such a, we just got our rosters mixed around, let's just put something out there situation.
Is it just me or does SmackDown just come across as really, really weak after the shakeup?
Oh, yeah. Like, it lost pretty much everyone that had momentum on that show.
Yeah.
And we got Jinder Mahal in exchange. Jinder Mahal and Sami Zayn.
But at the same time, the top of the card, while it is Randy Orton and Jinder, your other co-main event will be Kevin Owens and AJ Styles. That's nothing to shake your fist at.
Oh no. Oh no.
For everything bad about gender, we get AJ Styles and Kevin Owens. I think that's,
maybe that's the trade-off.
That's
huh?
the trade-off. Unless Jericho somehow wins the title. But that's segment three. That's segment three. That's the trade-off. And you got Shinsuke now on the brand, so Shinsuke will be fine. He's gonna fight Dolph, probably at Backlash.
Okay.
The undercard.
Just a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have someone with a history of concussions up against someone who's the king of strong style?
Because they drafted the Miz to Raw.
Dolph's brain is gonna look like Gerber baby food after that match.
Well, you know, if that's the sacrifice we need to make, then that's a sacrifice we're willing to make.
It's so
heartbreaking. Dolph's brain is literally pouring out of his nose, and nobody seems to be helping him.
Yeah, it's so heartwarming to know that you're such a big, big fan of Dolph Ziggler's, Rock.
God. Dolph laying there, blood coming out of both ears, completely unresponsive, crowd going, you deserve it!
Bump, 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 bump.
Jesus.
That would suck if that came true.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to help laugh, but not, you know, not because it was funny.
But not because it was funny. You know what? I like that.
And sadly, Mauro Ranallo will not be there to call that.
That
fuck me.
It's official.
Neck, giant asshole.
Yeah, he's officially done. Now here's the thing. Okay, we picked on, we weren't on last week because of Easter Sunday, but the week before, we tore strips off of JBL, and over the last 2 weeks, he has really, really, taken shots from the crowds, signs, boos, the whole bit, after this whole story was made public. A whole bunch of different stuff has come out over it, but Mauro leaving WWE says it's got nothing to do with JBL and JBL's, air quotes, picking on him.
Well, that's also to avoid litigation in this situation.
Well,
absolutely.
Because keep in mind, even though they are officially parting ways, he's still under contract. He can't say anything bad about the company without threatening a lawsuit.
Yeah, well, to an extent. I mean, there are people who have said, you know, they've trash-talked WWE and gotten away scot-free. Doing so.
JBL.
While they're still under contract.
Yeah, let's ask Paige how that's going for her and her hubby.
Right. JBL went on record saying, you know, my past is haunting me. I did not engage in any of these activities, but I used to back in the day. But now that's just my past, and I just play a heel on television.
Fuck you, Jizrag.
Here's the thing. A lot of people who have defended, yes, he has been defended by some big names, JBL. The word going around is, oh, that's just him. Stand up to him and, he backs off. It's just, that's old school locker room. And to an extent, yeah. Okay. You walk around, being the big dog and seeing how far you can push somebody before they snap. And the second they snap, then you show them the respect because they show that they can take it. Do I put any stock in this? I really don't.
Here's the thing. I've dealt with a bully like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, okay, I'm quiet kid in school. So I am the target of a bully. I have a bully who says, before I get off of the bus today, like, I'm going to sit next to you on the bus today, and before I get off, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. And, like, by the time that bus ride is over and he's getting to his stop, I'm just like, you know what? Just fucking do it already. If you're going to do it, just fucking do it and get it over with. And you know what? I didn't back down. I got into his face about it. He still did it, but he never messed with me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did show a little bit of balls there.
Yeah.
That is a very bully mentality. Thing is, that doesn't change the fact that he's a shit bucket that shouldn't have been doing it in the first place.
Well, you're never, ever, ever going to get any kind of a disagreement from me over that. And if anybody who knows me and knows everything I went through in my life, they'll agree with me wholeheartedly on that one. Like I'm agreeing with you wholeheartedly on this. In a situation like that, the guy that threatens to punch you in the mouth and you say, yeah, you know what? Shut up if I can do it. Quit talking. He's got to do it to try to save some face, but then he'll never do it again.
Bingo.
Exactly what you said, Omega. And, I can empathize and definitely fucking relate. So that said, is there any room, in this day and age for, you know, air quotes, old school locker room type mentality, being to push somebody to see, see how much they can take or if they can stand up for themselves?
It doesn't seem like it.
I don't think it is anymore. You got a bunch of guys from the indie circuits going around in right now. Like, we're filled with internet darlings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are people who came up now in a lot more encouraging environments than what WWE was back in the day.
No.
There's a lot more camaraderie than there used to be. Like, mm-hmm. And it should be shown by the veterans too, cause, that way has had its time. It's a new crop of talent, and just because they're the old school and everyone else, that doesn't mean you don't have to change your ways.
Yeah, well, back then it was all about, you haven't paid any dues yet, so do yourself a favor and shut your mouth until you've paid a few. That was back when things were a lot harsher.
That's also back in the days when the people who were on the indie circuits didn't have any exposure whatsoever.
Yeah.
Now you got internet TV, you got YouTube, you got Twitter to follow. Like, I inadvertently follow wrestling programs because I have friends on Twitter who are performers and referees, and I just know who these people are just because I'm inadvertently following it. That's how easy it is to keep up with now.
Yep. So, in this case, there's not the same place for claiming that you have to pay your dues as there used to be. To some extent, in some situations and circumstances, yeah, it holds true. The tradition for a lot of indie feds, the smaller ones and the bigger ones, you're a newbie. You come in, say there's an indie wrestling fed here in Calgary in the Storm Wrestling Academy, and Lance graduates a bunch of students, and the students go to this indie fed, and it's a natural progression. You go from the training school to this indie fed to work for free and then to get paid after you do a couple of shows and tear down the ring and put it up and again and everything else like that. Paying your dues. You come into that locker room as a newbie, and you go around to each and every single other member of that locker room, and you shake their hand. That still holds true. I said, you tear down the ring, you put it together, you put the seats out, you make sure that everything's all ready to go, and all hairs are in place, all floors are waxed, whatever. And that's still the paying of your dues. But graduating from that to the bigger shows, you got picked on, and it was hazing. And nowadays, hazing is viewed as abuse, which is exactly what hazing is. It's just back then, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 90s, mid-90s, it wasn't called abuse, it was called hazing. And that's the only difference.
So you know who doesn't like bullies? The Big Show. He stands up against bullies.
Especially when it's scripted for him to do so.
Which usually means in 2 months he's going to be a bully.
Yep.
But he did not like how Braun Strowman was bullying people around on Monday Night Raw, including poor Kalisto, who got thrown
really, because I got a kick out of it.
Who got thrown into a dumpster, which is leading now to a dumpster match tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw.
Considering dumpster. 2 years ago, Big Show did the same thing, but,
Tomato, that was past, who cares?
See, the other thing about bullies is they don't like other bullies doing what they used to do. Like, I was throwing Kalisto into shit before you.
I was breaking rings long before you. This time,
Third time's a charm.
This time, Braun Strowman is the one breaking rings, and that happened on Monday Night Raw with the ring going smash.
And the funny thing is, one thing about the Big Show, and this is an accomplishment, he did it on a pay-per-view, he did it on SmackDown, and he can officially say he did it on Raw. He has broken a ring in all three settings.
Now, so basically, he's hit the triple.
He's hit the triple.
And now, 205 Live.
Stop it.
He's going to have to superplex three people at once.
Big Show shows up to teach Neville not to be a bully anymore.
By the way, the perfect sell on that referee.
Oh my God,
John Cohn, amazing performance.
Like I went back and watched the I went back and watched the other ring implosions, and the refs just kind of like fall onto their asses, just confused what happened. Like,
that Nick got a bonus.
Oh yeah, Cone looked like he didn't even know it was happening. Like, so, literally just the rope he was leaning against just wasn't there anymore.
Here we go. I can see it right now. He hears Vince in the earphones. All right, you sell this, you get a $20,000 bonus. Boom.
Great. Right on his head.
Right on the head.
That's the part I went back and watched more. I didn't care about the ring and blow. I didn't care about the bump the ref took.
This was
different angles too.
So SportsCenter showed this highlight, right? They weren't talking about the bump, the ring breaking. They spotlighted John Cone and him falling. Not the ring break, the fall of the referee. Yeah.
It made their top 10 too, and they were just bitching because, like, wait, you know it's scripted, right? Why is this here? They didn't even acknowledge what was happening in the clips. Just like, it's not real.
God, I have to admit, I miss the mid and late, up to the mid and the late 90s when the sports broadcasts would air regularly things that happened on WCW and WWF. Oh my God, you won't believe what happened tonight at the wrestling match. This. And it was like, okay, well, there are those of us who've been around the business all of our lives and, you know, we're chuckling and snickering and nobody else knows why we're laughing at this. That just doesn't happen anymore.
It's not what it used to be.
So how did everyone, I'm curious how everyone viewed this angle, because there was two sciences about it. Some that just took the moment for what it was, and then a whole bunch of internet smarks going, oh, another ring collapse. Mm-hmm. We've seen it.
Yeah. 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 Like it happens every freaking week. Yes. Smarks.
Third ring collapse ever. Oh yeah, we've seen this one before.
Well, here was the thing.
It took 12 years.
Yeah, they're bitching because, well, no, we've seen the ring implosions. Number one, it's Big Show's final year, so it's probably the last time we're ever going to see that.
Unless
number two,
somebody as big as him or bigger.
What was different about this one that didn't happen in the other two? I mean, aside from Cone killing himself?
Braun Strowman stood tall.
Thank you.
Strowman stood back up.
Even Lesnar could not recover from the ring implosion spot. That's supposed, like, you know how impressive it is, like, how protected moves like the Tombstone and the Pedigree were, and then when you saw someone kick out of it, it was like, oh fucking God, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Same shit. Like,
before
you'd seen
they
it twice.
Decided to do that every time to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
Big
before
you got together.
Yeah, but well, yeah, before Taker and Triple H started having WrestleMania matches. But that's the establishment. You build that up to, so that when someone does kick out of that, it's like, oh wow. Wow. That's amazing. This is the same thing. We've seen it established with two other ring implosions. It's devastating. Nobody gets up.
But
Braun gets, not only gets up, walks away and stands triumphant. That's fucking scary. Like, if you look at it in WWE universe, that shouldn't have happened.
And that is why he is the monster among men that will get destroyed by Roman Reigns.
Because, hey, Roman is Superman. He is the new Superman. Literally, he has a punch. Yeah.
You know, except for this clash between Roman and Braun that is happening imminently, people can expect a lot of heavy-duty power moves when Braun finally hooks up with Brock.
Yeah.
Brock can take moves like that.
And dish him right back out again. Unless it's a spear and a jackhammer.
That'd be hysterical if now everyone who goes up against Brock immediately tries spears because he knows it's the weak spot. Go for the ribs. One good shoulder check.
He's always had bad ribs.
It's that diverticulitis he went through, right?
Go for the ribs. Right.
Oh God.
Yeah, this is
like an old video game where the boss only has one weak spot, so you aim right for that.
I mean, Rollins injured the ribs when they did the table spot at the Rumble. He broke his ribs. It's,
yeah.
You know, well, it's his weakness.
Right there in that abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Damn diverticulitis.
See, that's why Brock turns red during his matches, because he's one of those old video game bosses that just starts glowing red when he gets weaker and weaker.
And then he stops, and then all of this little round stuff, like fireballs, come out of him for about 45 seconds, and then he goes flat.
Oh yeah, well yeah, that's when the suplexes come in.
Yeah, that's the Super Nintendo maneuver.
Yeah.
the Super Nintendo boss. Look it out! Tim's talking video games like he knows what he's talking about. Hey,
Jesus.
I played Super Nintendo. I still have an N64. Shit.
I know.
I saw those things like on eBay for $2.99 now.
There's so much in there that's easy to break. Like, I've got my old N64 and it won't. Like, it's a 50-50 shot whether or not it will play the games.
Yeah.
Because every now and then it'll just go, no, I'm going to reset now.
Yeah, no, mine is perfectly intact. I play, you know, like maybe once a month I'll hook it up to the TV and, play Star Wars Rogue Squadron or Shadows of the Empire. Cause those are like the only two games I have left to play.
They're both on computer now. I get to play those on the computer.
So you can play them on the computer.
What are we talking about again?
What were we talking about?
Welcome to Otaku Talk Live right here on the.
Stop. Go find a corner.
It's my show, I'll throw the joke.
Go find a corner.
Hey, doesn't Lana have a new gimmick? Rage for me, Mike. Rage.
So, we're actually going to talk about this?
I'm going to let you talk about it because you hate it.
First of all, okay. Apparently this was supposed to be what Emma was supposed to be doing. I didn't know, and whoever gets offended by this, fuck you, I'm black, I can say this. How the fuck are you going to end up being the white breakdancer? That is her gimmick, apparently. Apparently she did a match on NXT House Show, and I'm looking at the entrance theme, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like, Zabon, what the fuck is this?
I get that.
Exactly. And so I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at it, okay, cool. Why the fuck does your music sound like cheap 70s disco night bullshit? And it's like, I'm looking at her dancing into the ring. First of all, I love Lana, don't get it twisted. But the baby ain't got no rhythm. You ain't got no rhythm.
Didn't stop Rhodus Clay.
That's because Brutus Clay had a little bit of color in him.
Well, this is like a death nail. Anytime you get a dancing gimmick, you're done.
Stop that. You stop your money. You stop
it's,
it.
It's not true.
Hey, look at Ernest the Cat Miller. It didn't help him.
Ken.
It's Fandango started with one. Look where he is.
Hey, check out, what's his name? Alex Wright had a dancing gimmick.
Disco
Inferno danced.
That's the only one.
The only fucking one.
Naomi?
Black. Next question.
So if you're not black, don't get saddled with a dancing gimmick.
She's also a professional dancer, too. That's a big distinction.
Yeah. Mike, just to let you know, I may be a white boy, but I dance black.
That's fine. But
I used to be a nightclub disc jockey.
Oh, God.
You had no choice but to have rhythm then.
Atta boy.
At the end of the day, Lana, no. Go back to being Natasha with Boris.
Well, Boris is hurt, so she has to do something
else.
Yeah,
that's why no one took him. Distinctly absent from the draft because he's gone for a while.
So, like, I'm watching this, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like, why are you pop-locking? Why are you... There you go. Enjoy. And, oh, no, baby, what is you doing? What the fuck?
They teach you that in Russia?
Clearly, like breakdancing, really? You guys remember those?
Apparently, they didn't hack any dance lessons.
No, they didn't. You really? Y'all remember those dancing videos in the '80s or nineties?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is like, and this is how we're gonna teach hip hop. What?
She's coming out to music like a 90s basketball team.
Exactly! Coming out the Chicago Bulls! Help. It's like the music from NBA Hangtime.
Oh, you want to see? Okay, wait a second. You brought up the Chicago Bulls. Omega, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh. Let's
like hit mute on this one. You want to see Mike get fucked up?
Oh, no.
Mike, name the top 5 Chicago Bulls of all time.
Cool. I'm an Oreo.
The first two are easy.
Huh? You said the first. Of course, Jordan and Pippen. But at the end of the day, please, let's see where this goes. Because...
And with that,
Who taught Lana to move like that?
We're going to break.
Holy cow, man. I think she's got constipation. Everybody listening to WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. On the other side of this short little timeout, it's time to check out WTR Pick'em. That's right, WWE Payback. I'm going to give you the matches. We're going to quickly pick who we think is going to win. We're going to let you play Pick'em along with us. More details on the other side of the break. We'll be back right after this.
Here at MIT, got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin to the contrary. Wrong. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grill, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy day.
Now available at youtube.com/recradioshow is brand new daily content. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we dive into the history of Raw and SmackDown with recreated matches from the history of both Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. On Wednesdays, WTR Sims Archives will be featured from the previous night's live stream. On Thursdays and Fridays, step into the ring for a male and female King of the Ring tournaments with legends battling today's stars. All of this content from WWE 2K17 available daily at youtube.com/recradioshow. Subscribe today, so you don't miss out on all the action.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land.
And now, back to the show, where it is okay to scream blood for the blood gods. Otaku, talk live.
Then tonight we're going to party like it's 1699. We've been spending most of our lives living in Amish paradise.
Suck this
song. This wasn't an OTL thing.
Back to the show, where your inner nerd can run wild. Otaku, talk live with...
One more.
And now, back to Otaku, talk live with the modern-day Batman and Robin. The Smug Guy and Omega. Now, which one is Robin?
Love you, Spug. There are days I'm upset. Oh my God. Mike, you hate me now, don't you?
Okay. The reason why I don't despise this song, but I was not expecting this song. All right. So one of my wrestlers.
The bad thing about a Weird Al song is when it starts playing, you get hopes up, and then his voice comes like, fuck!
Yeah!
It's not Howard!
Yeah. But it's, we have a character, well, a wrestler in United Wrestling, and he is the Amish luchador, Abraham Green. And one, he's over. Two, was not expecting this motherfucker to come out to Weird Al. And to hear it here, I'm just like, God damn it, Napa.
You know, when Owen was a little toddler, I kind of sort of was humming and hawing about what kind of music I wanted to introduce him to. And I'm thinking, you know, could I play him the originals and then, you know, Weird Al? Because I was like into Weird Al because it made me laugh and it was funny and shit. Or how funny would it be if I convinced him that all the songs by Weird Al were the original ones. And then, you know, like when he's 17, which he is now, and he goes to a party and he actually hears Michael Jackson singing Beat It. Like, what the hell is this shit?
I have heard in interviews where original performers come up and ask, like, which song, they'll actually come up to the original performer of the song and go, didn't the Weird Al one came first? Why'd you rip him off? like unironically.
There are some dumbass interviews out there.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no, with Weird Al, the funny thing about this song, the funniest thing I ever saw that, Weird Al was a part of, the Grammys, the year that song came out and, was played at the Grammys, Coolio coming out with his hair in the, you know, Mary Potter, the Pippi Longstocking cornrow type, you know, just out there. Weird Al came out the same way. And just cracked him right up.
It's weird, because he wasn't cool with that parody for a long time.
But Coolio is just trying to be Coolio and do the whole gangsta with the arms crossed over. And he's looking over at Weird Al, and he just lost it. He could not laugh. He could not keep a straight face. And it was the whole crowd for 10 minutes just laughing their ass off at Coolio's reaction. It was funny. I think, what was that, 1997?
Probably.
That song was, like, big?
Probably.
I think it was the 97 Grammys. Because I think, What's Her Name won a Grammy for Unbreak My Heart.
Oh, good Lord. Probably.
Coming soon, the history of, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. You know, my background as a DJ, knowing all, you know, cool music. So, anyway, welcome back, WTR Sunday night, everybody. It's Pick'em. And for those of you who haven't got it yet, thanks for tuning in for a change. By now, we're pretty certain that you understand that the rules are you just pick who you think's going to win the match and post it to Facebook, to our Facebook group, or you could email media@wildtalkradio.com. There are several different avenues that you can get your pick and picks into us before Sunday. Right, Rock?
Twitter.com/wildtalkradio as well. So that's how you do it. Facebook, Twitter, email, you know the deal. Or you come right here to chatroom, wildtalkradio.com, and post your picks there. The intern is there tonight, so he'll keep track of your picks. We got 7 announced matches, and Tim is now firing up the random thing picker.
Yeah, Tim is very grateful that Rock said fire up the random thing picker.
So we can do this show. So, start at the bottom, as this card is listed, it is WWE Women's Raw Championship, or the Raw Women's Championship. Bayley versus Alexa Bliss. Oh, man.
I got one question before we continue. If that's where you want us to start, why don't you put it at the top and do this shit in reverse order?
Cause I copied it from Wikipedia. So.
And you're too lazy to change shit around.
Exactly. So I can read a backwards and forwards to, I know how to do it up and down. Or down and up.
You're
anyway.
A dick.
Bayley versus Alexa. Omega.
A little bit too early on the roster to go with Alexa right away. I think Bayley retains.
Heartbreak Mike.
Bayley retains.
I would take a sip of water.
Yes, I need water, but Bayley retains.
Tim.
Bayley!
random thing picker.
Bailey.
Seth Rollins versus Samoa Joe. Oh my god.
Assuming he doesn't get killed in the process, Seth.
Random thing picker.
You had to do that, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, whoops. Hang on. Wait. Just a minute. Hit the wrong button. There we go.
Carry
All on. Right. Samoa Joe.
Tim.
What?
Your pick.
Oh, my pick? Seth.
Mike.
The audience. No. Fuck. The crowd.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with Mike on that one.
And get it correct. The universe.
Nah.
The universe.
Nah, nigga, the crowd.
Nah,
the WWE universe can go suck one. let's go with, Seth fucking Rollins. Unless I feel it's going to be a clusterfuck because someone's going to interfere. But I'd say Seth Rollins.
Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, Tim.
I've got to hope they don't call this a no DQ match and say that it's a no, there's no winner.
Mike?
Which one's this one again? I'm sorry.
This is Saturday. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman.
Oh, that's why I don't care. Roman.
Random thing picker.
Random thing picker pick Braun.
Omega picked.
Let's go Superman. Braun. No. Sorry. I forgot. Not on my team anymore. Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Cruiserweight titles on the line. Neville, Aries, Mike.
God damn it, Neville.
Okay, I didn't know his name was God damn it, but okay, Tim.
Aries.
Omega.
Neville.
Random thing.
Aries.
House of Horrors non-title match. Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. Tim.
Randy Orton.
Mike.
Randy.
Random thing.
Orton.
Omega.
You know, just because it's non-title now, Bray.
Is it non-title?
I did say non-title.
Yeah, they changed the announcement last time on Raw.
Because Brock ain't going to SmackDown.
and Jinder, oh, Jinder has a shot. Remember, Jinder gets a shot at Backlash. Remember?
Fuck that nigga.
The Raw tag team titles on the line. The Hardy Boys. Versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Omega.
Oh, the Hardys aren't losing those for a while. It's not until they get the rights to the broken gimmick.
Mike.
The audience. The Hardys.
Two matches a night candidates on this pay-per-view.
I'm just saying, yeah, you can't lose either.
Oh, we got three.
The Hardys.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm picking the Hardys.
And random thing?
Hardys.
United States Championship, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho. If Chris Jericho wins the U.S. title, he's going to SmackDown with the belt. Tim?
Who am I picking? I gotta pick Kevin Owens.
And the random thing picked who?
The random thing picked two, Jericho.
Mike.
It's gonna be AJ versus Owens. I'm going with Owens.
Omega.
Have fun touring with Fozzy. Owens.
And I'm gonna have you pick it now, even though I didn't write it because it's not officially announced. Dean Ambrose versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title. Most likely. If this doesn't happen, then, well, I don't know. But Tim.
Ambrose.
Omega.
Ambrose.
Mike.
Ambrose.
Thing.
Has to be loaded up because that was one I wasn't expecting to be asked, and Thing picked Miz.
So that's WTR Pick'em, as we told you, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network, twitter.com/WildTalkRadio.
Oh! you wait till after the show to turn on your bandsaw.
You have no idea what that was.
That was a helicopter.
I'm scared.
I got a thing. I got an idea. Rock, we got to start getting our hands on like regular prizes because one thing that we got to do, name that sound. If you can guess the sound, then you win the prize.
Win Tim's dying shit.
Yeah, but we're not going to call it that anymore.
But why not? It was a fun segment.
I said so.
But that was a fun segment, Tim. But
like, maybe not for you, but for us.
If I were to say this is a cordless, battery-operated Dremel tool, you would never guess that just by listening to that, would you?
No, my Dremel.
What I was going to say, I'm not allowed to say it on the air.
Oh, yeah, you are. We're not ruled by the FCC.
Cool. Why do you have Paige's vibrator in your house?
I was about to say you're wrong, but that's cool. I just wanted to hear you talk about Paige's vibrator.
No. With what she was doing, you wouldn't have been able to hear it even if it was going off.
It slipped right out.
I don't think that thing she used was battery operated.
Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Move the fuck on.
People are still laughing.
You hear the clock ticking, tick tock. You about to stop living, tick tock. I want you to remember me, tick tock. But the dead don't have no memory.
I'm coming.
Nobody can stop me. Nobody can hold me. Nobody control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to bring the pain. I'm never ever gonna change.
I'm coming.
Nobody can stop me. Nobody can hold me. Nobody control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to bring the pain.
Viva la raza!
I lie, I cheat, I steal. I lie, I cheat, I steal. Yo, mamacita, I got that passion. It's lasting long. Los mujeres fall in love with that Latin charm. One woman isn't enough, amigo. Siempre cogiendo más mujeres porque soy latino. And I'm tougher than tough, calling your bluff, cuz.
And Mike, that's why I played this one first. I know what I'm doing. Omega.
Mike, you've been around us long enough. You should know this shit by now.
But I actually was not considering you guys have the balls to do. Well, why? Wait, this is WTR.
No, I was about to say, what webcast are you part of now?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Omega.
Why'd you cut us off before, Rock? Are you afraid the page isn't used to three guys on her at once?
Oh!
She had Neapolitan. All right, I'm sorry.
She likes Mexican food. I just, you know.
She lied and she didn't stole. All right, let's go.
No, okay, Eddie Guerrero. Absolutely Eddie Guerrero.
Mike.
Eddie Guerrero, come on now.
Tim.
Eddie. Fuck yeah.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Face facts, 'cause your opinion don't matter. Just a maniac is gonna step on whomever.
Mike.
Keep that JBL song going. Keep it going for one good reason.
The clip is ended. I mixed the clip together.
That's the fuck. Jesus. Let's see. Fucked up WCW or Make America Great Again. Eric Bischoff.
Omega.
Bischoff.
Tim.
JBL's fits so perfectly. I mean, it's just like so bang on. The only other person on that roster that could come close to having that as their intro song would be JR, but he's a Sooner, so you gotta play the Oklahoma fight song for JR, and that's all there is Absolutely. To it. That said, Bischoff's theme for WWE theme was WWE's counter theme to Vince's No Chance entrance theme, and it was like the two were like, you know, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. Cut from the same cloth, I would call it.
Essentially. And
like, Bischoff's literally has a line that says, "The boss of you morons."
Mm-hmm.
That's even more audacious than Vince's.
And, just the fact that it's Eric Bischoff, the history of WCW versus WWF, all of the back and forth between Eric and Vince in the day. And it was, yeah, sure, Ted Turner owned everything, but it was Eric versus Vince and vice versa. And that was the battle line. That, those were the combatants right there. And it was, it, you know, the one versus the other. And it's Bischoff's thing. I'm here to show the world. I'm here to show the world.
Tim.
Oh, shit. Whose was that?
Shelton Benjamin?
Yeah.
Fuck. It's a good version, not his shitty heel version.
Yeah, I like Benjamin as a wrestler. I like the theme that Ziggler has. The theme would be even better if Ziggler wasn't used as a super jobber, as opposed to just a jobber. He's a super jobber. I'm picking Ziggler's theme.
Mike.
I'm picking Ziggler. I'm picking his theme.
Ain't no stopping me now.
Omega.
Performer's gone downhill, but I still really like Ziggler's song.
Hardcore Country! Hey, hey, can't you see?
I'm a rockin' southern girl running wild and free.
Hey, I'm walking through the door.
High-class style country to the core.
Oh, right. We've entered the TNA phase of the game. Oh my God.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, did we throw you guys, did we kind of throw you for a loop on that one?
We. Okay.
We. I knew that song was on the list. Shut up.
Omega.
Just my general hatred of country music forces me to pick Christian Gage.
Okay. Mike.
Is it bad that I could see JBL 2 stepping to hardcore country?
Only if he falls over.
Exactly. Hardcore country.
Tim.
Who sang hardcore country?
Mickey James herself.
Exactly. When the wrestler sings his or her own theme automatically, that's extra bonus points, no matter what. I love Chris.
You remember, did you hear Kurt trying to sing his own theme?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
we'll talk about that.
Singing their own theme being used at full-time entrance theme. Like, you got Shawn Michaels, you got Mickey James. Who else have you got?
Tyler Breeze.
You know, maybe one or two others, right? If it comes off and it sounds like it's usable and not stupid, you know, like Kurt, yeah, bonus points automatically. Like I said, I love Christian. I love any incarnation of Jay Rizzo. But, and don't get me grief for the pronunciation of his name.
You pronounced Jay totally wrong.
Yeah, I know. Fucked up Jay. His music from TNA is just a little bit too generic. I absolutely despise country music. And that people find that weird. You know, I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. You know, basically this is Texas, Canada. I'm picking Mickey James's TNA theme.
And our final one of the evening.
Beer! Money!
I'll never let up. Ferocious, I'm fed up, dismissing the competition. You're hopeless, I'll trash your ambition. Listen, you want a class on tradition? On one condition, forget the best of the century. Talk about the best of all time, you better mention me. Essentially, I'm the best that's ever gonna be. I hold my ground, you never take it from under me. Don't run to me, it's gonna be trouble. I hate you so many times.
Mike.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
I thought it's automatic win.
It was automatic until you pulled the wrestling god.
Then nothing ever is an automatic win.
Well, actually, first of all, you know what? Dale Oliver does some good music. I'm not going to lie. Feck. Cactus. Beer money.
Oh, my God.
When TNA went around to creating a theme for Kurt Angle, it was specifically to avoid the legal mess that would be the "You Suck" chant getting copied over.
Mm-hmm.
That said, doesn't necessarily mean that they have to do away with the part that made Kurt Angle's theme so good that it let the people in the audience participate with it. It is, in that sense, vastly inferior, and just as a result, more to the point, I just think Beer Money sounds better.
And Tim,
well, you know, Beer Money's universal. I mean, you do odd jobs for Beer Money. You help out your mom for Beer Money. You help move your buddy for Beer Money. Beer Money universal. I mean, like, who doesn't ever love Beer Money?
I don't drink.
Except for people who don't drink beer.
Fake beer money!
So I'm picking beer money.
It's time to rank the best.
Have you forgotten that I'm the best in the world at what I do? Huh?
And worst.
Shut your damn mouth! I'm the best wrestler alive today!
Wrestlers of the week. It's top to bottom.
Mike, your top three wrestlers of the week are?
My top three wrestlers are Bobby Roode, Ty Dillinger, and holy fuck, Finn Balor.
Oh my God.
Samoa Joe, thank you for giving us a first time ever match before Chris Jericho takes off. Jeff Hardy, thank you for having a match where you weren't lit as hell. And Braun Strowman for looking like a goddamn beast.
Tim.
Yeah, in no particular order, Braun Strowman for getting up and walking away after the ring collapse, just taking the ring collapse gimmick that we've seen before one step farther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'm going a little bit out of bounds on my second pick, and I'm picking the referee for that match. Can I do that?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. You got a problem with that?
Number three, Tim.
Okay, you don't have a problem with that. Shit. Number three. I'm picking Finn Balor.
Alright, Mike, bottom three.
Johnny Hawk, Justin Bradshaw, John Layfield.
That's my gimmick.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
Alright, wow, was there anyone? Bollywood Boys, that's racist. Bollywood Boys, TJ Perkins, and Roman Reigns.
Oh my God.
Roman, who didn't show up this week.
Yeah, let's watch the house show.
Kurt Hawkins, Why Do You Exist? Jinder Mahal for becoming the most undeserving number one contender since Great Khali, now that I think about it. And, because why not, Gary Gandy. Got run over by the Kevin Owens steam train.
Tim.
Dolph Ziggler.
Two more.
Trying to remember his name. Shit, what's his name? Apollo Crews. You know, the bald guy.
Well, that narrows it down.
There you go.
Oh, so Kurt Angle.
Or Titus.
Omega's the only guy who picked the white dude, the white bald dude.
Well, there's only two picks. It's
I'm sorry, Emma.
Oh, that's your third?
Yep.
All right, that'll do it for the show.
We're done, son. That's it. Another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in this weekend. Don't forget, next weekend, show note. We're on an hour later, or maybe an hour and 10 later, or an hour and 15 later, because it's a Raw pay-per-view. Join us immediately following the pay-per-view for our pay-per-view review. That's kind of hard to say. But between now and then, we got a whole week to fill, starting tomorrow night with the Raw Post Show.
11, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw, including the destruction of Kalisto.
Tuesday night, it's another WTR Sims, and God damn it, you got to put it on, get it on the website for crying out loud. More people would watch if it was on the website. Hint, hint. yeah. Hey, Omega, you're fighting on Tuesday.
Am I?
Didn't you hear what happened about the title?
I heard.
What do you think about it?
I don't know what my Simmy thinks.
Oh, well, you can speak for your sim me. Your sim you.
Oh. I like my coat.
There you go.
It's scary that I match somewhat of a coat he
that was. It's like I kind of own that coat.
WTR.
Was that coincidence or did you plan that?
That was scary coincidence.
Very coincidental.
Okay, there you go.
Twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Watch WTR Sims.
What are the matches set already to date?
Going into this week, Omega gets his rematch for the Wrestle Talk Radio title against Subway, and I challenge you for the WTR Championship.
And, of course, more matches to be announced as the card unfolds tomorrow night on Twitch.tv/RackRadioShow.
Tuesday night.
Show what? Check it out.
Tuesday night.
Twitch.tv.
Tuesday night.
On Tuesday night.
Not tomorrow. Tuesday
night. Not tomorrow night. Well, you know, like, officially it's tomorrow night for you because it's now Monday morning. Eastern time zone. Anyway, yeah, whatever. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/RackRadio. So show up, watch. It's fun. What the hell? Put it on your computer and let it play out. It's simulated. Rock doesn't play one of the controllers.
Nope. All Sims. That's why it's called WTR Sims.
Absolutely. And, of course, there's Nate, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award, multi-winning Rack Radio Show.
Yes, go back and listen to last week's episode with Frankie Kazarian. We'll preview WWE Payback. We'll talk NXT, SmackDown, and all the news at the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/RackRadio. Subscribe because you'll see random content. You also have 5 days of content, including archives of WTR Sims on Wednesdays.
And, of course, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, another edition of the Wacky the Wild, the Rude, the Crude, the Lewd, the Greater Than Great Debate, the only program that makes the lone jobber seem intelligent. CB Radio.
TV dramas this week for the Greater Than Great Debate. Go back and listen to the cartoon characters Greater Than Great Debate. All available at CBRadio.com. CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag blame Rob when celebrity dies.
Isn't that kind of awesome when you don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing from week to week every time I introduce CB? It takes a lot of work to come up with this stuff, you know. I'd appreciate some appreciation. So appreciate it. Once again, everybody, WTR Sunday night. Next Sunday, 1 hour later-ish, because of the pay-per-view. That said, get involved with WTR Pick'em. You know how to get your picks in. Media at wildtalkradio.com. Go to Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday night. I got it right?
Yeah, WTR Sunday night on Facebook and
Twitter. Because you didn't correct me, so.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's awesome. And post your pick'em picks. That said, I'm done. Except for follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. Not going to be talking a heck of a lot of hockey until October, so check out all the other shit that I talk about. Follow me there, and I don't know, that's plugs for me. Hey, Omega, you got a leaky boat. Why don't you plug it up?
Before Omega plugs his boat, Tim's a dick and whatever, says Lone Jobber.
Muffin. Wieners wear teal, Lone Jobber. Wieners wear teal.
Anyway, Omega.
if you are the Facebook type, you can find most of what I do over at TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else on the internet, I go by TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle for all of my usual updates and nonsense bullshit I like to post. TJ Omega is also the website at tjomega.org for a whole bunch of exclusive content. And then the main hub of everything I do with multiple updates per week is TJ Omega over on YouTube.
His response, remind me, Tim, which team got swept out of the playoffs?
Yeah, my response is, which team fell from first place to be the team that was supposed to advance to the conference final, to the team that barely squeaked out a couple of wins against the team that hadn't made the playoffs in 11 years prior?
Okay, I'm not typing all that out. Mike?
Yeah, well, you know what? Fuck off. There, you can type that.
Jesus Christ, all right. I have a thing. Those who want to add me, right, join me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. Also, my little project, might as well say it now, it's called United Wrestling. We have a Twitter page, so you can follow us at UnitedW115. Or if you don't like Twitter, like some people, me, join me on that Facebook, United Wrestling. Look us up. And watch our shit, and yeah.
Watch our shit, yay! That's
promotion.
You need better promotion than that. Go watch the stuff available on the Facebooks and the Twitters. That's
Mike,
how you
what
it.
Are you calling your wrestling promotion?
United Wrestling.
Okay. Everybody, check out United Wrestling on the YouTube channel. You're going to see some absolutely fantastic action from bell to bell. United Wrestling, YouTube, be there!
Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
From all of us to all of you, good night.
Merry Christmas.
And Jabber said, you started it, Tim.
Jabber's a dick anyway, so whatever.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com slash Wild Talk Radio. Get us on iTunes. We're available on Stitcher. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. And always, tune in radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network whenever we're live.
And we're out for the pound. Have a good week, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.